What if I told you most organizations aren't actually managing their innovation efforts? They're gambling with them.
And not small bets. We're talking about gambling with your resources, your people's energy, your reputation, and serious capital.
Welcome to Next Moves with AI. I'm Greg Galli.
And I'm Daniel Bor-Itika. Today, we're revealing why even the smartest organizations fall into this trap and how you can avoid it by managing multiple innovation portfolios designed to build the right kind of capital.
By the end of this episode, you'll know how to use the Next Portfolio Manager AI assistant to bring structure, clarity, and discipline to your innovation efforts by balancing across optimize, grow, renew, and maximize portfolios.
Let's be honest. You know, how many times have you heard a leader say, "We've got tons of innovation projects happening right now"? Like, that's automatically a good thing?
Yeah, but when we ask, how are those initiatives aligned to your strategy? How are they building human, intellectual, political, reputational, social, or financial capital? The room gets quiet.
Here's the thing. Busyness isn't progress. When teams are pulling in different directions, chasing shiny ideas and overloading resources, that's not innovation. That's chaos disguised as progress.
And it leads to what we call innovation fatigue. People get excited at first, but when projects stall or feel disconnected from real impact, morale drops, trust erodes, and suddenly innovation feels like an empty promise.
If you don't have a clear view, a real portfolio perspective, you're not leading innovation. You're hoping something sticks. And hope, as the saying goes, isn't a strategy. Okay, so let's bring this to life with one of the biggest innovation misfires in recent history, the US Army's Future Combat Systems. This was a bold vision, a fully integrated battlefield system, drones, autonomous vehicles, next-gen communications. But by 2009, after spending $18 billion, the program was scrapped.
What went wrong? They didn't manage it as a set of portfolios. Everything was treated as equally urgent, equally feasible, no segmentation, no phasing. Imagine loading your pipeline with nothing but high-risk moonshots and pushing them all at once.
No structured reviews, no clear alignment with evolving military needs, and no way to pivot when cracks appeared.
So let's take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, where in your organization are you treating every idea as equally urgent? Where are you skipping segmentation or ignoring risk balance?
The lesson here is simple. Ambition without discipline leads to disaster. Future combat systems didn't fail because of a bad idea. It failed because nobody managed the portfolio of opportunities. Here's where most leaders get tripped up. It's not just that they don't know how many initiatives they're running. It's that they're not thinking in terms of multiple portfolios.
Exactly. At Solve Next, we recommend organizations sort innovation opportunities into four distinct portfolios, each designed to achieve specific capital building priorities. An optimized portfolio of performance improving innovations, making what you already do better. A grow portfolio of market expanding innovations, capturing new opportunities. A renew portfolio of disruptive innovations, your bold bets that reinvent the ways things are done. And a maximized portfolio of opportunities to liberate capital by exiting activities that no longer deliver sufficient impact.
Just like you wouldn't manage stocks, bonds, and cash the same way, you shouldn't lump every innovation effort into one bucket. Yeah? Each portfolio carries different risks, timelines, and returns across human, intellectual, political, reputational, social, and financial capital. So if you're treating everything as one portfolio, you're likely falling short or overshooting your capital building goals. This is exactly why the Next Portfolio Manager AI assistant exists. It's not just tracking projects, it's helping you sort opportunities into the right portfolios.
It helps you see if you are overloaded in renew without enough optimized to stabilize. You are neglecting maximize opportunities, letting low impact efforts drain capital. If your grow portfolio is aligned with where you want to expand market presence,
it gives you that portfolio at a glance perspective. So you're balancing ambition, performance, and resource liberation intelligently. Let's take a look at next portfolio management done right. NASA doesn't manage one giant innovation portfolio. They balance across several distinct portfolios, each designed to achieve specific outcomes and manage risk intelligently. Their optimized portfolio focuses on performance improvements, like extending the lifespan of satellites or upgrading systems on the International Space Station. These are low risk steady return initiatives that ensured operational excellence and continuous value delivery. Their grow portfolio centers around programs like the Mars Rover missions, taking proven technologies and expanding their scientific reach. These initiatives aren't moonshots. They're scalable with clear paths to impact, keeping public engagement high and political stakeholders supportive. Their renewed portfolio is home to bold transformative bets like the James Webb Space Telescope, high risk, high reward. But crucially, NASA never allows these disruptive projects to dominate their overall innovation landscape. And when necessary, they apply maximized thinking, like when they retired the aging space shuttle program. That wasn't just about shutting down a legacy system. It was a strategic move to liberate capital and redirect it toward next-gen initiatives.
So here's where the practical insight comes in for leaders. NASA didn't just balance for the sake of it. They designed a resilient system where Optimize kept the lights on and maintained trust. Grow provided momentum and visible wins. Renew pushed boundaries, but within a controlled portion of their total effort. And Maximize ensured they weren't clinging to outdated programs out of sentiment or inertia. When delays hit the James Webb Telescope, NASA didn't face a crisis because their Grow and Optimize portfolios were still delivering crucial forms of capital. That's what portfolio resilience looks like.
If you are leading innovation, ask yourself, do I have enough Optimize initiatives to stabilize performance? Are my Grow projects driving scalable near-term impact? Am I overweighted in high-risk renew bets? Where am I missing Maximize opportunities, keeping initiatives alive that should be retired? This is exactly where the next portfolio manager AI assistant can guide you by making sure your ambition is structured, balanced, and sustainable. Now let's look beyond aerospace. Cities and corporations are applying the same principles, whether they realize it or not. Take Melbourne's green infrastructure strategy. They didn't just decide, let's build more parks. They treated green spaces as part of a grow portfolio, expanding community well-being, reducing urban heat, improving air quality. But they didn't stop there. They also identified Maximize opportunities like repurposing outdated industrial zones or inefficient roadways into green corridors. This wasn't just beautification, it was capital reallocation. They freed up underperforming urban assets and turned them into long-term value generators across social, political, and reputational capital.
And they measured success beyond budget and timelines. They tracked reductions in public health costs due to better air quality, increases in social cohesion and citizen satisfaction, and environmental resilience metrics like biodiversity and flood prevention. That's what happens when you manage initiatives as capital building portfolios, not standalone projects.
Now, let's cut to the corporate world and Siemens. They faced the challenge of digital transformation across multiple sectors. Instead of lumping everything under a vague innovation program, they structured multiple portfolios. Their optimized portfolio focused on upgrading existing manufacturing lines with IoT sensors, improving efficiency, and reducing operational costs. Their grow portfolio helped them expand into smart energy solutions where market demand was accelerating and reputational capital was growing. Their renew portfolio invests in AI-driven healthcare diagnostics, a bold move into new territory with disruptive potential. And critically, they maintain a constant focus on Maximize, identifying legacy systems, outdated services, and internal processes that could be retired to fund future innovation.
And here's the actionable insight. Siemens leaders weren't just asking, what's next? They were continuously asking, where can we improve performance today? Now you said, where should we scale what's already working? Where do we place calculated bets on reinvention? And what do we need to stop doing to fuel all of that?
This is what the next portfolio manager helps leaders visualize. How to allocate resources across these portfolios, track capital impact, and stay agile as conditions change.
And here's the core takeaway. Innovation isn't a pipeline of ideas. It's a system of distinct portfolios, each playing a role in building, growing, protecting, and liberating capital. And if you're treating all initiatives the same, applying the same decision criteria, the same pace, or the same expectations, you're setting yourself up for imbalance and disappointment.
Without segmentation, leaders unknowingly overinvest in high-risk renew initiatives without the stabilizing force of optimize. Miss out on grow opportunities because they're distracted by disruptive ideas. Let underperforming projects linger, draining resources that should be maximized.
Managing multiple portfolios allows you to balance short-term performance with long-term vision, make smarter trade-offs when resources tighten, and communicate clearly with constituents about where capital is being created and why some initiatives look different than others.
And that's exactly what separates organizations that sustain innovation from those that burn out after a few flashy projects. Here's how you start bringing order to your innovation chaos by asking these five questions across your optimize, grow, renew, and maximize portfolios. Think of this as your weekly leadership checklist, with or without AI, but trust me, it's a lot easier with the right thinking partner. First, have we properly sorted initiatives into the right portfolios and are we balancing risk and resources? Too often, leaders treat everything like a single to-do list. Sorting initiatives is the first step toward clarity and resilience. Second, do projects in each portfolio align with their specific capital building objectives? An optimized opportunity should improve performance. A grow initiative should expand market or impact. If they're not doing that, you've got misalignment. Third, where are we unintentionally draining capital, especially in neglected maximized areas? What are you holding onto that no longer delivers value? Freeing up capital is just as strategic as launching something new. Fourth, are we overweighted in high-risk renew efforts without enough stability from optimize? Bold bets are exciting, but without a foundation, they can sink you. Finally, do we have a review rhythm tailored to each portfolio's nature, short cycles for optimize, longer horizons for renew? If you're applying the same cadence to every opportunity, you're either rushing or stagnating parts of your portfolio.
This is where smart leadership shows up, not in chasing the next big idea, but in orchestrating balance. These five questions force you to think holistically about risk, alignment, and capital impact. And this is exactly where the next portfolio manager becomes invaluable. It doesn't just remind you to ask these questions. It helps you answer them consistently and objectively.
So here's your next move. Don't just listen and nod along. Go to the show notes and start your free test drive of the AI assistant. I see how quickly you can move from guessing to knowing. How structured clarity can transform your innovation outcomes.
And we want to hear from you. What did these five questions surface in your organization? Where did you uncover hidden risks or untapped opportunities? Connect with us on LinkedIn, share your insights, or drop us a message with your biggest innovation challenge. We just might feature it in a future episode.
And of course, don't forget to subscribe to Next Moves with AI so you never miss an episode on how to lead smarter, more sustainable innovation.
Thanks for joining us. See you next time on Next Moves with AI.